Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
All right, what do you think, folks, of the seven?
Here's what I tell everyone.
Any of them get you excited? They could beat Biden?
I was born by God's dear grace.
How should debates be run, by the way?
In an extraordinary place.
Moderator free, if you ask me.
For the stars and stripes.
Right here in the USA, baby.
Eagle fly.
All right, let's get to it. 701-271-1100 is our telephone number. Here's my question of the day. Who on that stage last night would you be excited about, comfortable with, confident that would take on Joe Biden? We're going to presume he's the nominee, right? And the plan B... Yep. Is what was being auditioned for last night. If
Ron
not
Sanders.
Donald Trump, who?
Ron Sanders.
That's what I would say, too.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
Why? Been there, done that?
Measured.
Yeah, I like him. I have always liked him. Most of them, beside from Vivek and from Doug, none of them have really much private sector experience anyway, but... he's got a life of service. I know he takes his hits here and there, but I think he would. He'd be a leader immediately. Nikki Haley strikes me as a leader. Vivek is a young leader. Tim Scott is a great leader. I mean, all of them very solid. Pence can go away. He's too much of a politician. And I like Doug. I thought Doug did a great job. Pence is the only one I thought that really was like kind of out of his, you know. Time to leave.
Yeah.
Time to go.
Governor Burgum last night took the opportunity to tout what happens in North Dakota to the rest of the country. Effective, do you guys think? Justin, what do you think?
I think so. I mean, I know some of the people at the watch party had said, you know, they wished he would have not spoke so much about North Dakota and kind of like, what can I do for the country? But I think he has to articulate what he's done in order to put the second message to play, right? But I think, and let's be honest, anybody on that stage, including Pence or Christie, and I would, you know, plug my nose with both of them, should be able to beat Biden at this point. When you got gas prices going through the roof, the border wide open, you know, yep. the debt running away. I mean, goodness, like.
Back to DeSantis a second ago. What worries me is what you're talking about right there, that anybody should be able to beat him. I don't think Ron DeSantis is the best candidate. Now, I say that with this caveat. He's won twice in Florida, and he's pretty much decimated the Democratic Party in Florida because it's obviously gone a little more red, and he's been a good governor. But I think he's a terrible campaigner. He doesn't have any likability to him.
Well, as you'll hear Charlie Kirk say, right, almost every day, you know, the people he's got in his ear right now, to your point on the campaigning, not great people, right? They need to let him go a little bit, and he's just a little too, you know, polished by all of the handlers.
You know what else he should lose? The Trump bashing.
What is your mathematical path,
yes,
Governor DeSantis, in order to try to beat President Trump, who has a commanding and enduring lead in this race?
So polls don't elect presidents. Voters elect presidents.
Right.
And we're going to take the case to the people in these early states. We're going to do it in a state-by-state direction. And why? Because as Reagan said in his day, this is our time for choosing. We are not getting a mulligan on the 2024 election. Republicans have lost three straight elections in a row. We were supposed to have a red wave with inflation at 9%. It crashed and burned. Not in Florida, it didn't. We delivered it in Florida. And so we've got to choose right. We've got to win. And we need somebody that's going to be able to serve two terms. So in January of 2023, they'll be able to address the nation saying, we turned the economy around, we secured the border, and we fended off the threat from communist China. As your president, I will get that job done.
He did a pretty good job there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He did.
The problem is that Trump won't have him anywhere near him when Trump gets the nomination.
I disagree.
You guys want to be real.
I think Ron DeSantis is going to be the VP.
Yeah, I think it on the sword? Really?
I think, yeah, absolutely.
Really? That's the dream right there. But what about Christy Noem?
There's
kind of successes. Christy Noem brings the female side of things to that office.
She's a warrior.
It's about the next 8 years after Don. After the Don retakes the belt.
All right, you got our take. We want yours at 701-271-1100. Justin from the Lakes is with us today. He was part of the panel last night, so I asked him to be here just to kind of reflect what the people that sat there and watched every second of that debate, which, by the way, do we all agree it was a terrible debate?
Oh, my goodness. Collectively in the room, everybody thought it was awful.
I mean, the first one was fun. You got something out of it. I was so frustrated with some of the questions and the stupidity and the pettiness and the, you know, lack of control and it being more about them.
With respect to Dana Perino, too, she had just got done saying before the debate they were going to kind of let him rip, you know, let him.
She said exactly, I heard her say it. Our job as moderators is to get the candidates to debate.
Yes.
And they didn't do that. They were debating with him. They were sparring with him. They would let him go. I mean, Doug Burgum had to do what Doug Burgum did to get in there, which I thought was great. Here was his first foray. Nobody asked him anything. He didn't get his first question until 45 minutes in. But the first question they asked was about the UAW auto strike, which I thought was a little weird of a first question. But the governor got in on that. I thought he did pretty good.
We have other questions to get to about the economy.
I'm sorry, I have to jump in because we're missing the point and every other network is missing the point. The reason why people are striking in Detroit is because Joe Biden's interference with capital markets and with free markets. The subsidies, we're subsidizing the automakers and we're subsidizing the cars and a particular kind of car, not every car, but particularly we're subsidizing electric vehicles. And when you decide that we're going to take all of your taxpayer monies, take $1 billion, subsidize a certain type of vehicle, and the batteries come from China. China controls 85% of the rare earth minerals. They're called rare earth because they're measured in parts per million. China is moving 100,000 pounds of earth in Indonesia, in Africa. They're literally destroying the planet so that we can make a battery that's in a car subsidized here. That's why they're striking, because they need two-thirds less workers to build an electric car. Joe Biden, this strike is at Joe Biden's feet.
That was solid. You know, for inching his way in there.
Well, and that's a point that even hasn't been made in the media too much over the weeks on the UAW strike, so it was a good hit.
Some of your comments by text, 701-237-1590. Here's what bugs you, Scott. They are disingenuous compared to Trump. There's nobody on that stage that's even in the same universe as Donald Trump as far as a commanding presence. Right? I mean,
right.
Going back to the showbiz.
It's so funny. They were all goading him last night, too. And it's like, if he was there, it would have been like a vacuum. Nobody would have got to talk except him.
Christie can go away, and they will. Pence and Christie gone. I hope Doug makes the next one. Trump said it's all a job application. Literally, on Newsmax, we'll play that coming up, too. He said, well, it's a job application. They're all fighting for second.
While I'm being critical of the seven to say they don't rise to the gravitas of Donald Trump, I would also say, whether we like it or not, there's a fair amount of the electorate out there that are looking for somebody different, right? But who is that? I mean, there is nobody on that stage after that performance last night and the one before that I would walk on broken glass to support and be fired up for.
Right.
I mean, obviously I want him to win. I'm going to support him. I'm going to whatever.
Well,
they all each give me a little bit of a pause. Obviously, Governor Burgum, I think, is fair to say, is a long, long, long shot for the nomination. He's certainly elevated his brand. He's certainly going to be involved some way in whatever Republican administration, if there is one. And does he have a chance? Of course he does. But I think it's unrealistic to think he's the guy that takes on Joe Biden.
But you hit it on the head, though, is whoever this is, I don't care if you're a never-Trumper. I don't care if if it's Burgum, as long as it's shot that is, people bring up Microsoft. I don't care if it's whoever it is and their baggage, you vote for them because we can't sit this one out. Nobody can. You know, I'm not a big fan. I like DeSantis, but yeah, Trump's my guy. I'm not gonna lie. But if it's DeSantis, I will happily go in and vote for him.
Guys, I have a pro tip for the next debate and moderator. I don't care who it is. If it's going to go down that way, and if you're watching our stream, I just want you to see what I have here. This is what we're going to give the next debate moderator.
A whistle. A whistle.
So that when they get going.
I love it.
Shut up.
Yeah, I love it.
I mean, seriously.
One at a time.
It was so ridiculous. Yeah. Bing, 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 bing. Like, this,
here's what I don't get about
this. Cats, you know what I mean? It's like, and being a youth basketball coach, that'll get everybody to shut up right now.
I think you got a pro tip there. I also think this. Look, we have $33 trillion in debt. It finally got brought up last night, but whoever answered it briefly answered, then pivoted to something else. None of the other candidates weighed in on it. I want to say, we are $33 trillion in debt. What is your plan to get us out of this mess? Okay, and I want to hear from every one of them. Give me 30 seconds from everyone. What are you going to do on the debt? What are you going to do on the border? What are you going to do about health care? What are you going to do about the border? Right down the line. And to me, that's a robot could do this.
Trump answered it.
A robot could do it.
Trump answered it. Three words. Drill, baby, drill.
You're exactly right. And the governor picked up that theme last night, and so did Ramaswamy. He did a pretty good job on energy last night.
I agree.
Which is obviously the governor's top issue. Chris Christie had a little cutesy last night. We'll play that when we come back and get your reaction to it as we recap debate number two on What's on Your Mind. These days, you can get a car wash in about every corner. But at PetroServe USA, you'll get a great car wash. And you can come on inside for some hot stuff, personal pan pizza, some cookies, some muffins, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and fill up all in one stop. Brand new to Harwood, North Dakota, the all-new PetroServe USA car wash. Check that out. Coming soon to Castleton, too. It's a trifecta. Great fuel, great food, and a great car wash all in one. PetroServe USA.
PetroServe USA.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Helping you manage your farm's risk and protect your equity is our top priority. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Let us at Irie Insurance help you explore this policy between now and September 30th. Find our contact information on our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's on your mind? From the PetroServe USA studios, where I could tell you today, the brand new Castleton store is open. It's the most popular breakfast and lunch spot already, and it's been open a couple of days in Castleton. So check it out, the home cooking, the grab-and-go convenience awaits at that brand new beautiful location. Car wash not quite ready, but soon it will be. Soon it will be. Harwood has scalloped potatoes today. Tater tot, hot dish, or sloppy joes for lunch. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, PetroServe USA. Barbecue Pulled Pork Nachos on 12th and I-29, Salisbury Steak MP Avenue, and Beefy Noodles on 45th Street, Fargo. Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience, PetroServe USA. You're going to love it for lunch today. All right, here's Chris Christie's. This was, I mean, he practiced this in front of a mirror like 100 times. He's so proud of himself, he can hardly wait to say, look what I'm going to do to Donald Trump. Listen to this.
Donald Trump should be here to answer for that, but he's not. And I want to look in that camera right now and tell you, Donald, I know you're watching. You can't help yourself. I know you're watching. Okay? And you're not here tonight, not because of polls and not because of your indictments. You're not here tonight because you're afraid of being on the stage and defending your record. You're ducking these things. And let me tell you what's going to happen. You keep doing that, no one up here is going to call you Donald Trump anymore. We're going to call you Donald Duck.
All right. I want to ask Governor DeSantis.
Fell flat with the audience, too.
Yeah, I'm sure Donald Trump really got trembling with that one.
My gosh. Do we have a response from Trump on that, Kev?
Yeah, I got to dig it up, though. Yeah. Yeah. I've got a bunch of clips from Trump.
I want to hear that. Chris Christie's only fan, says a texter, was the concession stand.
Oh, okay.
Pana boom, they'll be here all week. Yeah.
Come on.
Listener says a coworker called Sanford to schedule a COVID booster. He was told Sanford is not giving the booster. What has Sanford learned that they're not telling us? Sanford is not giving the booster. I don't know. I'll check that out, though. Appreciate it. Another one says, I think DeSantis is the one I'd feel comfortable with of those at the debate to beat Joe Biden because he has the name recognition, military and leadership experience. But Doug Burgum deserves a lot of high marks and praise, but isn't as well known in the country. Plus, a man should lead the nation, not a woman, as world leaders have more respect for a strong man type of leader. I think I'd rather dwell in the corner of a house top than with Nikki Haley. There, I said it. Okay, I'd rather dwell in the corner of a house top than Nikki Haley, than with Nikki Haley. I don't know what that means. I don't get the comparison.
Yeah,
I get they don't like Nikki Haley.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that about all women either.
I think about,
you know, it's funny. I look at Nikki Haley, and I, not because of what she says, but just brunette and so forth. I think Tulsi Gabbard. She served, too. That's a strong woman.
Why does Nikki Haley make me crazy?
Yeah, she's
just seems something. So like a kind of a... It's like you put a candidate into AI and they come out this way. It's just like kind of too robotic. She had some good moments last night.
Yes.
She really did.
Grandma that shows up and redoes everything at Christmas. You know, she's like, you know, it's like, okay, you know, oh, Grandma Haley's here, everybody, you know, and she comes in and just does it all. You know, and she just and she had to come off as a fighter last night.
Well, that's the problem.
She helped herself, I think, last night. I think
she did too.
I don't see her as president of the United States
in any way, shape, or form.
Team again, I would imagine a little bit. She would be in there.
What are you saying? I don't think so.
You don't think Trump would pull bring her back in any way?
I don't think so because she cut and run on him.
That's all this is. You know, I mean, we talk about, and none of those people are going to be president. Trump's going to be the president. So who's
going
to?
Yeah, going back to Tulsi, I think he'd probably rather have her on his team.
yeah. Right.
Which would be a nice reach across the aisle.
Hogan Gidley said yesterday, this time he knows the bull knows where all the expensive China is and how to break it. That's why he needs to get back in there.
So the one thing that, you know, and it's funny, we were talking about the third debate this morning, November 8th, right, and it's coming up. But that's not the debate everyone needs to watch. The debate everyone needs to watch is on November 30th, DeSantis and Newsom on Hannity. I'm serious. You want to look at who your couple next presidents may be? That's, you know, and as everybody in the panel last night was saying when, I don't know how many of the audience watched Fox, but... Hannity had Newsom on last night. Newsom was at the Republican debate last night.
Why?
The only thing I could think of is because he's the governor of California.
Right. He was Joe Biden's rep there, which, you know, that's typical. They will let opposition folks into the spin room. So I get why he was there. I don't get why he was on...
he was the governor of the state where it was held, too.
True, yeah. But, you know, whatever. But I'm really surprised that Sean Hannity puts him on for longer than he puts the candidates on.
But in case the audience thinks that's a joke, what I just said, that is not a joke. November 30th.
Yeah, no, there's
Newsom
a debate.
And DeSantis is going to be on Hannity, however you work that out. But again, Newsom's going straight at this, and
I got to tell you, Gavin Newsom keeps me up at night.
Yes.
I mean, I think he would be Obama all over again.
That's
Damian
walking, boys.
No real accomplishments to speak of. Just a plastic
good
politician,
actor.
But
yep,
oh my gosh, is he smooth?
Great,
and
actor.
He's really
great
good. Actor. He eats Hannity's lunch every time he's on. You know, and tell you, that's going to be interesting.
Well, the best, it was almost comedy last night when he was on Hannity, and he talked about, Hannity mentioned the $7 gas prices out in California. Well, that's the oil companies gouging, Scott, didn't you know?
Oh, that was unbelievable. All of their boutique fuels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was rich, and that dog doesn't hunt either. Here's a little Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley wins, and it's not particularly close, and Nikki Haley stole the show.
No one is telling the American people the truth. The truth is, you have Ron DeSantis, you've got Tim Scott, you've got Mike Pence. They all voted to raise the debt. When they passed that $2.2 trillion COVID stimulus bill, they left us with 90 million people on Medicaid, 42 million people on food stamps. No one has told you how to fix it. I'll tell you how to fix it.
All right, there's Nikki Haley. That was actually from the previous debate. A little clip from her there, but she did get rave reviews last night from a lot of folks. Interestingly enough, you go to her Twitter feed, there aren't a lot of clips of her on there, which is
that is interesting.
In my mind,
social media fail.
Yeah, a little bit, a little bit unusual. Here's an exchange with Tim Scott that got a little weird.
Governor Haley, you raise your hand.
I think we need to look at exactly what happened. Biden showed up on that picket line, but why are those workers actually there? It's because of all of the spending that he has pushed through in the economy that's raised the inflation. So when you look at the fact that we are paying higher gas prices, higher grocery prices, $7,000 more a year for families, what we need to do is, I came out with an economic plan.
I'll just pause that for a second. That's what these candidates should all be doing. Telling the American people how bad Joe Biden is. And she just in 25 seconds there explained exactly why the pain at the pump is happening, why the wages are not keeping up with inflation. She did a very good job of that right there. Here's more.
Eliminate the gas and diesel tax so that they have more money in their pocket. Let's focus on going after middle America and cutting taxes for middle America and collapsing those brackets. Let's get rid of unfair distortions like the state and local tax that they give to wealthy people in blue states and not in paid by red states. And let's make sure we make the small business taxes permanent. They only made those temporary. They made the corporate.
Although that seems like small ball to me. You know, and her idea of fixing gas prices is getting rid of the taxes. How about just more supply? How about drill, baby, drill? You know? Come on. Texter says, Hovind and Kramer both voted in favor of more funding to Ukraine. They are two of 28 senators who voted in favor. Our country is already broke. We'll never be able to dig our way out of debt. What did you guys think of the Ukraine debate last night? There wasn't a lot of it.
I was going to say, what Ukraine debate?
But it was pretty substantive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They don't want any of that.
But when they did debate it, I thought it was pretty good. I actually thought Chris Christie had his best moment of the night talking about Ukraine last night and the consequences of it. Texter says, Trump with Kerry Lake as VP, then Kerry Lake for president after 4 years with Trump as VP. Oh, there you go. Okay, interesting. More of your comments, questions next on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway, the blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Bramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
USA News Update. Arizona has a Republican governor for a few hours. Last night, the Arizona treasurer announced that she is serving as acting governor until mid-morning today, amid a mysterious disappearance of Governor Katie Hobbs In a press release on X, Arizona Treasurer, Republican Kimberly Yee, announced her brief tenure as acting governor, saying she is pleased to step in the role. Yee did not disclose the reason for Hobbs' brief departure. Baltimore police are reporting a convicted felon suspected of killing tech executive Pava LaPere in Baltimore this week has been arrested. Jason Dean Billingsley was wanted on first-degree murder and other charges in connection with the death of LaPere. The 26-year-old CEO of Baltimore-based startup Ecomap Technologies. More information would be announced in a news conference at 11 o'clock this morning. Lance Pry, USA News.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
On your mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Question of the day, who is your plan B? If not Donald Trump, who last night on that stage would give you confidence you'd be comfortable with as an opponent for Joe Biden in the November election? Knowing what we know now, Joe Biden's the nominee. Who out of that group of the plan B can beat him? And your thoughts on last night's debate. Give him a grade. Tell us how you think they did. I want to tell you quickly about Watford City's new lumber yard. It's now open. I saw it last week. I was out there for the Petroleum Council annual meeting and popped into Elite Cabinets of Building Supply. And wow, what an addition to the Bakken region. Wide variety of lumber, drywall, insulation, complete paint and color match service. Their design center has great ideas for you. They put all the materials together from there. Power Tools, Milwaukee, and more. And if you want something, don't see it on the shelves, just tell them. They're happy to do it. It's your lumber yard. That's right, your local hardware store. And they're hiring, too. Stop in and apply. Elite Cabinets and Building Supply, just east of downtown on 23, in the booming city of Watford City, North Dakota. I promised we'd play Donald Trump's response to Chris Christie's Donald Duck. What did he have to say, Kev?
Well, he was on with Newsmax, and I forget who was backstage with him at the event in Michigan, by the way, which was well attended. Just asked him about going after Joe Biden so hard, and then he kind of goes into the other
side. Well, I don't know that he makes it to the starting gate. We'll see if he makes it or not. He was here last night. He looked like he was going to fall over. He was talking for about 30 seconds to some people, and nobody could understand what he was saying. I don't think he understood what he was saying. So I don't know that he makes it to the starting gate. Some people think I guess maybe he does. I don't know. Who knows? I'll put him in the basement again. Something will happen. But we have a country that's very sick. It's a country that needs help, and we can make it better than ever before, but we have to start immediately.
Does your approach change at all if it's somebody besides Joe Biden?
Probably. Yeah, probably. I think Joe is different than others, and some people say he's tougher to beat than others, and I say, how is that possible? But yeah, probably. I mean, we'll see who it is. I don't care, really. I just know we have to get there. We have to get there fast, or we're not going to have a country anymore.
Are you going to watch any highlights from the debate tonight?
I probably will, but it's, you know, it's a job application, basically. You know that.
Yeah. And anybody stand out to you as a potential job applicant
right
now?
Well, you know, we're leading by 57 points. A poll came out today over to Sanctimonious. He's falling fast. He's falling like an injured bird out of the sky. And I don't know. Nobody else seems to be taking his place. So we're leading by a lot. And maybe more importantly, we're leading Biden by 10 points, according to the Washington Post ABC poll that just came out. And we're doing good. We have to do good, because if we don't win this race, we're not going to have a country left.
Yeah, doing well with black voters, doing well with young voters.
With Hispanic, with black, with young, with women, with men. We're doing well with everyone because they're longing for what we had. We had the greatest economy in history. We rebuilt our military. We had the strongest border ever in our history. Drugs were down to the lowest point in 32 years. Think of that. And now they're coming. I understand they're here like literally 10 times higher than they were just 3 years ago. We're energy independent. We're energy, soon to be energy dominant. We would have been selling our oil and gas to Europe, reducing our taxes, paying off our debt. So sad what happened. This election was such a sad thing, but we'll bring it back again.
Donald Trump, obviously at that point, hadn't seen any of the debate. He was at this event in Michigan.
Job application.
Yeah,
he sounded like a pro.
Job application meaning these people are all applying to be in my administration. Well, that's what's going on. That's what he means by that.
Well, and job application, too, is that's why he wasn't there last night. I mentioned that last night. He doesn't need to be there.
No.
Everybody knows exactly what he thinks on every topic.
Politically, it's stupid anyway.
Yeah.
Because he's a target for everybody. Yeah, absolutely.
You guys know me. I love sports. I had a sports analogy this morning when it comes to the scenario of why Trump won't debate, and it also kind of plays to the people that don't like him personally. Okay, Mike Tyson, and we all know about Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's kind of a outside of the ring man. He's Mike Tyson. He tattoos his face. He's lots of problems, you know. But I don't care what Mike Tyson does out of the ring. I need Mike Tyson to be Mike Tyson when he's in the ring. That's Donald Trump. You know, Scotty, I took that away from when Governor Noem talked about the man in the arena.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the man that gets in the ring. And you just don't get in the ring with the champ. Said this before, you earn the right to fight the champ, and the champ will be waiting for you when you get in the ring.
Great analogy.
And that's what's going to happen. Yeah, and the other side of that is that I don't care what he does outside of the ring. As long as when he gets in the ring, he knocks everybody out. I don't want TKOs. I don't want 10-round decisions. I want knockouts.
And the reason Donald Trump is as popular as he is, the reason he's leading this race, is because of just that. People see somebody that fights for them.
Bingo.
And they're scared to death of what's happening to this country, and they want these people to fight, and nobody fights like Donald Trump. I mean, he's just unbelievable. Let me go to Paul here. Henry in Fargo, give me your take on the last night's debate.
Champions around him.
So I watched the Donald Trump whole deal. I have to tell you, that was really refreshing. It was a really good speech, whatever you want to call it, that he did with the union. I haven't heard him in a long time, and it was really refreshing. It was enjoyable. I mean, he's quite good. And as far as the debates, and I switched over, so whatever was before that I missed. But I'm not a hater or against anybody, you know, Doug Burgum, whatever. But they asked him one question because he didn't get much airtime, and it was something on tranny. And he didn't answer it. And I think all those candidates were at a position, at least in my opinion, with this country where you have to be black and white. You can't be ambivalent. You can't waver. You can't give political speech. You have to answer the question straight on. And I really felt, not unless I misunderstood it, I really felt he didn't. He just went off on another thing that, you know, whatever. And that doesn't help him.
Amen. Yeah.
Thanks, Henry. Appreciate the call. Here is a little of Governor Burgum from last night.
Let's ask Governor Burgum just to follow up on this because in your state, you do not have a law that says parents can't be notified, but you want to be president. Would you try to pass a federal law to say parents have that right?
This is the question Henry's talking about that he got asked. Here's his answer.
I think this is a state's issue, but I do want to say something.
And by the way, that is an answer. You know, he is the best defender of these first two debates about the 10th Amendment. And that, the Constitution, the Founding Fathers said something very simple. Unless we specifically say you can do this federal government, you can't. The states created the federal government. Never forget that. So Henry doesn't think he answered the question. He did rather succinctly, I think, right there by saying that's up to North Dakota, it's up to South Dakota, it's up to Minnesota. This is a state's rights issue. Anyway, here's more, Doug.
All night long we've been talking about issues, about how it's broken in Washington, and I respect all of the people on the stage here for their 100-plus years of public service. Thank you. But the reason why we're not talking about education or health care or safety being a problem in North Dakota is because we have a business leader. I've got more experience as a business leader than I think this whole group combined. I know I've created more jobs than and everybody else on stage, thousands of high-paying jobs that have real meaning. So as a business leader, you come in and you treat the taxpayer like a customer. So in North Dakota, instead of fighting with the teachers' unions, we actually created a K-12 coordinating council. Everybody gets in the room, and the customer is
but
the student.
But you do understand that this is an issue that many people in America really are concerned about, worried about parents and notification and schools.
Yes, and that's why we have 50 platforms of innovation. That's why we have states. There are certain things the federal government is supposed to do. It's not the Department of Education that needs to be assembled. We got to move it back to states. Do what we did in North Dakota. Instead of like, oh, here's a choice school and here's an old school, the old way with the teachers union, the kids are trapped. We made every school in North Dakota an innovation school. Every school got out from under the red tape. And the things that help teach the values that we're trying to get, like 4-H, okay, like FFA, like Boy Scouts, they can get credit for all of that stuff in North Dakota. And by the way, North Dakota is now at the top of the median SAT scores in the country right now.
Why doesn't Dana Perino like Doug Burgum?
Yeah.
Maybe because he was aggressive early on. But I love the FFA too, but we're going to move on. And by the way, I would argue Doug Burgum answered the question. He's saying it's up to the states. In other words, she said, are you federally going to do anything about parental notification? Some others said they were. You know what? I would support that. I think that it'd be great. But you know what? Doug Burgum's right. That really isn't a federal law. It doesn't say anything in the Constitution about how, lawmakers could tell parents what they need to do or tell school districts what they need to do. It doesn't say it anywhere. So he has effectively answered the question, I think. Here's Vivek and a little bit of Governor Burgum again.
Mr. Ramaswamy, TikTok is banned on government-issued devices because of its ties to the Chinese government. Yet you join TikTok after dinner with boxer and influencer Jake Paul. Should the commander-in-chief be so easily persuaded by an influencer?
So the answer is I have a radical idea for the Republican Party. We need to win elections. And part of how we win elections is reaching the next generation of young Americans where they are. So when I get into office, I've been very clear. Kids under the age of under the age of 16 should not be using addictive social media. We're only going to ever get to declaring independence from China, which I favor, if we actually win. So while the Democrats are running rampant, reaching the next generation 3-1, there's exactly one person in the Republican Party which talks a big game about reaching young people, and that's me. And let me level with all of you. I'm the new guy here, and so I know I have to earn your trust. What do you see? You see a young man who's in a bit of a hurry, maybe a little ambitious, bit of a know-it-all, it seems at times. I'm here to tell you, no, I don't know it all. I will listen. I will have the best people, the best and brightest in this country, whatever age they are, advising me. We will be probably many of the people on this stage included. That's how I built my companies. I want to be challenged. I want people who disagree with me. That's what makes America great, because we're not a perfect nation. We're founded on the pursuit of perfection. That is what makes America great. And that is why we will end it once we win this election.
I have to jump in here. I'm sorry. There's one person on this.
This is infuriating, because TikTok is one of the most dangerous social media apps that we could have. And what you've got, I honestly, every time I hear you, I feel a little bit dumber for what you say. Because I can't believe TikTok situation. What they're doing is these 150 million people are on TikTok. That means they can get your contacts, they can get your financial information, they can get your emails, they can text messages, they can get all of
this. This is very important for our party.
And what we've seen is you've gone and you've helped China make medicines in China, not America. Now wanting kids to go and get on the social media that's dangerous for all of us. You went and you were in business with the Chinese that gave Hunter Biden $5 million. We can't trust you.
You have 15 seconds, Mr. Ramaswamy.
Thank you. I think we would be better served as a Republican Party if we're not sitting here hurling personal insults and actually have a legitimate debate about policy following Reagan's 11th Amendment in his honor. And the answer is, that is what actually makes our country strong.
Anybody else got a headache out of that? Air horn. That's all could have been stopped right there.
Somebody give Perino an air horn.
Or the whistle. I like the whistle, too.
All right, either one.
We're trying to decide what the best tool would be to get control of these debates. Who won it? Who are you comfortable with? Tell us, 701-271-1111.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. And I'm addressing all the producers out there. Your tillage equipment, all your machinery, including your grain holdings, are all considered personal property. They all need to be funded into your trust just as well as your real property does. If you have questions on that, that is why I'm here. I specialize in this. Call me today before it's too late. 701-318-0908. 701-318-0908.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool, on display at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Indoor air quality. If we learned anything during the COVID era, it's the one thing you can do to protect yourself. It really is very cost-effective, give you good peace of mind. Hospitals did this, schools did this, long-term care facilities did this, and guess who installed the best of the best equipment? H.A. Thompson & Sons. They're the experts at this. And they have attachments to your HVAC systems at home, go right part of your furnace and your air circulation system that remove all the bad stuff. And just a COVID bug that comes along, but molds and viruses and other things as well. And in this day and age, it's a great investment. HATandSons.com, they're the pros. They did it for the schools in North Dakota and the entire region. hospitals, long-term care facilities, they can do it for you, too. Find out more at hatandsons.com. James and Cavalier, what's on your mind?
Hi there, guys. Say, I'm 100% behind Trump, but my number two is the young man out there. I think he's got it all going for him. For Nikki Haley going forward, the one thing she needs is she needs to get a mouth guard because she's gritting her teeth out as hard as she's going to chip some of them nice, beautiful white teeth she's got.
That's a good point. Watch out for those veneers, Nikki.
Yeah.
Why does she bug me so bad?
Yeah, she's going to tone it down out there. She's like rabid out there.
I know. I feel bad, though, because if you're a woman, you can't, we judge her differently than we do others, and I think that's for any woman. So I'm not saying this because I'm sexist. I think it'd be great to have a, female Republican Party nominee.
Christy.
I really do. Service. I'd love to.
Had a lot of opportunities to make money, but I wanted to serve.
Sorry. Ron DeSantis tried to jump in on me. I wanted to let you finish, James. Go ahead.
Do I need to bring out the air horn?
Yeah, sorry.
But they need to bring out the air horn. I tuned in for just a little bit last night, and I went back to watching Ridiculousness on MTV because that was more gratifying.
Appreciate the call. Why don't I like Nikki Haley? This is not a female thing.
I mean, she's a polished politician. She's been around, she's like the grandma that comes into, the daughter's house at Christmas and changes everything. She's a bit,
kind of a know-it-all type,
command.
You mean? Yeah. Kind of a know-it-all type?
Yeah.
I guess we can't trust you.
But
what she says many times makes sense. But I feel as though I'm watching a movie or something, and she's an actress.
I mean, she's deep into the Republican establishment, and I mean, it's funny. Pence, her, the others, they'll rip, Vivek for, no on the job training, all of this stuff. Again, keep in mind why we elected Trump for just those reasons, right? Fighter, but obviously he wasn't a political animal. And there was a lot of good things that came out of that, and that's the way I look at it. Again, I'd give Vivek a shot in a heartbeat. People want something fresh, something different. You look at Mike Pence, and he's like, ugh, really? And Nikki's part of that group too.
Texter says all intelligent voters must keep in mind we must keep Obama from enjoying his fourth term. Another listener says to dwell in the corner of a housetop is mentioned in Proverbs. You guys are great and make my day. Thanks. Yeah, and it's something about. What is it again? Not a scorned woman, but a quarrelsome woman. That's what it is, a quarrelsome woman. So you're right. Steve Hallstrom popped in and told me the same thing, so thanks for the clarification. What that listener was essentially saying about Nikki Haley is she's a quarrelsome woman, therefore not somebody I want as president. Another said, Nikki said she would fix the economy by starting with school education. Yeah, throw more money at a failed system.
This is no.
Who would you vote off the stage? Maybe implement this feature for each debate. I thought that was dumb. I thought it was really dumb. And by the way, Chris Christie's the only one that quickly got on his little pen. He was going to write out Donald Trump. He thought, oh, I'm going to vote him off the island. Oh, my gosh. Another listener. Personally, I will never vote for a female president. My reasons being this, females tend to lead and make decisions normally emotionally instead of logically. And in my opinion, that's no different than how Democrats make their decisions. Nikki Haley bugs the heck out of me for the simple reason every time she says something, she brings up the fact that she's female. And if you want something done correctly, let a female do it. I despise identity politics, and gender politics falls underneath the same umbrella. I feel that any woman or any person, honestly, that feels like they have something to prove because of their identity, whatever that might be, is an extremely dangerous person and leads them to make decisions emotionally instead of logically. And we can't afford any more of that kind of crap in this country.
Well said. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Well said.
Crystal Fargo, what's your take on what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey. Well, I'm bringing up Margaret Thatcher. Margaret Thatcher was a strong supporter and worked hand-in-hand with Ronald Reagan. I think Nikki Haley's problem is she does speak too fast. She needs to bring the emotion down so that she can really just speak the facts and present her case. At the same time, Doug needed to talk fast so he could get a word in edgewise because I agree, he was not treated fairly. There was no balance of any time. Maybe he got one question in those 2 hours, maybe two. And it seemed as though Donna Perino was the school marm trying to put up with him. I was very
upset. Yeah, by the way, his two questions were, one, you're from North Dakota, so we have to ask you about farms, and you're going to like this question. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Which is a little odd. And then the other one was the question about would you federally make a provision that parental notification has to happen if the child is considering a gender issue.
Well, then to her point, Dana just shut him down other times. Right. You know, basically just shut up. That's what she said.
I got a quick question for you, Crystal. Do we have a Maggie Thatcher in the Republican Party? Oh, she left us. All right.
I'll tell you, and in the spin room afterwards, Doug made a comment about the questions about tech. And, you know, if he's a tech guy on stage, here's what he had to say.
Tried to push through tonight and get our message out about what we're going to do for the economy, what we're going to do about energy, how we're going to win the Cold War with China. But, again, it was a bizarre situation tonight.
Bizarre is the word, for sure. Scott Hill, and I talked to Mike Lundell today. He wanted me to convey to you his thanks for all the support for MyPillow and the employees in these tough economic times. Mike says, Scott, let's get back to listeners. We've got deals on his most popular products. You've heard me talk about my slippers. $29.99 right now. They used to be $100. Giza sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. But great news. The MyPillow 6-pack towel sets are back in stock. Comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. Regular $80 for a limited time. 6-pack towel set, only $39.99 with the promo code Scott. Go to MyPillow.com now. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. $39.99 a set. The deal won't last long. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for this special and many more. Or call 800-506-9028. Go to MyPillow.com now. 800-506-9028. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. Go to MyPillow.com now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.